Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government focusing on ease of doing research to build a modern ecosystem of innovation in the country. Top leaders from NDA and Mahagathbandhan intensify voter outreach in Bihar with only one day left for campaigning for first phase of assembly polls. 14 people killed in Rajasthan after a speeding dumper truck rams into several vehicles on Sikar Road in Jaipur. India expresses condolences at loss of lives due to devastating earthquake in Afghanistan as death toll reaches 20. Sends relief materials including medicines. And Indian Olympic Association announces cash rewards for athletes and coaches for exceptional performances at Asian Youth Games held recently in Bahrain. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the government is focusing on ease of doing research to build a modern ecosystem of innovation in the country. Mr. Modi was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the Emerging Science and Technology Innovation Conclave 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi.
भारत में इनोवेशंस का आधुनिक इकोसिस्टम बने इसके लिए हम ईज ऑफ डूइंग रिसर्च पर भी फोकस कर रहे हैं। इस दिशा में हमारी सरकार ने फाइनेंशियल रूल्स और प्रोक्योरमेंट पॉलिसी में भी कई रिफॉर्म्स किए हैं। हमने रेगुलेशन इंसेंटिव और सप्लाई चेन्स में भी रिफॉर्म्स किए ताकि प्रोटोटाइप जल्दी से लैब से निकलकर मार्केट तक पहुंचे.
On the occasion, the Prime Minister also launched the 1 lakh crore rupee worth of Research, Development and Innovation Scheme Fund to give a major boost to research and development ecosystem in the country. Mr. Modi asserted that the country has now become a pioneer in technological transformation instead of being just a consumer of technology. He highlighted that the world's most successful digital public infrastructure has been created in the country.
कोविड के दौरान हमने दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा वैक्सीनेशन प्रोग्राम चलाया. इतने मेहमत स्केल पर पॉलिसीज और प्रोग्राम्स को सक्सेसफुली इम्प्लीमेंट करना ये पॉसिबल हुआ क्योंकि आज दुनिया का सबसे पहला और सबसे सफल डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर अगर किसी के पास है तो उस देश का नाम है हिंदुस्तान.
Union Minister for Railways and Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnaw, today chaired a high-level review meeting with Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel in Gandhinagar to assess the progress of the state's major semiconductor and display fabrication projects. Representatives from key companies like Tata, Micron and CG Semicon participated in the meeting. Union Minister Vaishnaw emphasized that the timely rollout of India's first fully functional semiconductor chip is a shared responsibility between the central and the state governments. After the meeting, the minister visited the high-speed railway station site in Ahmedabad and also reviewed the work progress of Ahmedabad railway station. Talking to media, the minister said the station for the high-speed rail, the bullet train, is nearly ready. Top leaders from NDA and Mahagathbandhan have intensified voter outreach in Bihar as campaigning for the first phase of assembly polls ends tomorrow evening. Polling in this phase will be held on Thursday in 121 constituencies across 18 districts. Top leaders from both major alliances, the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan, held back-to-back rallies across the state to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed public meetings at Saharsa and Katihar today. Mr. Modi said the Mahagathbandhan's leaders kept Bihar in misery for decades because development was never on their agenda. He added that under Nitish Kumar's leadership, the NDA has provided good governance and brought development to the state.
नीतीश जी के नेतृत्व में एनडीए ने बिहार को सुशासन दिया, विकास दिया। जंगल राज में जहां निराशा थी, हताशा थी, वहीं सुशासन में नए सपने हैं, नए संकल्प हैं। लोगों का हम पर अटूट भरोसा है कि एनडीए सरकार ही आपकी आकांक्षा पूरी कर सकती है।
On the other hand, talking to media in Patna, RJD chief Lalu Prasad Yadav said the election campaign is going on very well.
Election campaign is going very well. Gathbandhan will win, hopefully. Large crowds have also gathered. People are expressing their admiration and support for Tejaswi.
More from our correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah, addressing rallies in Shivhar and Sitamarhi in support of NDA candidates, said that the NDA government at center is serious about resolving Bihar's flood problem. For this reason, the Kosi Mechi project has been started, which will provide irrigation facilities to the farmers. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, addressing a rally in Rajapakad in Vaisali district, said that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar should tell the people how many jobs were actually provided during their respective 11 years and 20 years tenures. Rashtriya Janata Dal leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, addressing a rally in Fatuha in Patna, announced that if Mahagathbandhan forms the government, one member of every family in the state will be given a government job. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Meanwhile, the Election Commission has seized illicit inducements worth over 100 crore rupees so far in the ongoing Bihar Assembly elections and by-elections of states and union territories. The poll body has directed all the enforcement authorities to strictly monitor and combat movement of cash, drugs, liquor and other inducements during elections. The BJP today urged the Election Commission to review and verify the list of documents related to the Special Intensive Revision SIR of the electoral roll in West Bengal. A BJP delegation led by senior party leader Amit Malviya met the poll panel officials in New Delhi today in this regard. Addressing the media, Mr. Malviya claimed that many documents registered in the state for SIR are illegally obtained and completely illegitimate. Congress leader and Thiruvananthapuram MP Shashi Tharoor has strongly criticized the prevalence of family rule in Indian politics. In an article published in a Malayalam newspaper, Mr. Tharoor said it is time to rely on ability rather than family background in political leadership. He called for legal restrictions on the tenure of political posts and for compulsory and meaningful internal elections within parties. Mr. Tharoor also stressed the need to empower voters so that leaders are chosen based on merit. He pointed out that the true spirit of democracy cannot be achieved as long as Indian politics continues to function as a family enterprise. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan took strict note of farmers' complaints related to minimal returns of their crop insurance claims. Holding a high-level meeting in New Delhi today, Mr. Chauhan addressed issues faced by farmers regarding the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana and complaints related to claim payments. During the meeting, the minister connected virtually with some farmers from Maharashtra and listened to their concerns directly. The minister noted that some farmers received very less claim amounts. Taking stern cognizance, Mr. Chauhan emphasized that the government will not allow this to continue. He has further ordered a thorough investigation into the matter with strict instructions to insurance companies and officials to rule in favor of the farmers. In Rajasthan, the death toll has reached 14 in the tragic accident that occurred this afternoon when a speeding dumper truck rammed into several vehicles on Sikar Road in Jaipur. Five people are reported to be critically injured and are undergoing treatment at SMS Hospital. Police have arrested the driver, who was reportedly under the influence of alcohol at the time of the mishap. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives due to the mishap in Jaipur. In a social media post, Mr. Modi announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. In Telangana, 19 people were killed in a road accident when a truck rammed into an RTC bus at the Mirjagudda-Khanapur Road near Chevela in Rangareddy district this morning. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have expressed grief at the loss of lives due to the tragic road accident. The GST Bachat Utsav began on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government reduced GST rates across several sectors benefiting citizens nationwide. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms in housing sector are helping citizens.
The next generation GST reforms have provided significant relief to the housing and construction sector by lowering tax rates on key materials and services. Under the new tax structure, the government has reduced GST from 28% to 18%, cutting building cost and easing the financial burden on home buyers and developers. In GST 2.0, marble and granite blocks now attract just 5% GST instead of 12%, reducing flooring and finishing cost. Similarly, tax on sand, lime, bricks have been brought down from 12% to 5%, making low-cost housing construction cheaper. The next generation GST reforms is making homes and infrastructure more affordable. These reforms are aimed to strengthen MSMEs in the construction sector, creating jobs, accelerating private investment in infrastructure, and supporting the government's mission of housing for all. With Samarth and Rohan, Saklayan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India has extended condolences over the loss of lives caused by a devastating earthquake in Afghanistan, where the death toll has risen to 20. More than 500 people were injured after a 6.3 magnitude earthquake struck the northern part of the country, shaking multiple regions last night. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, in a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that he spoke with his Afghan counterpart, Malawi Amir Khan Muttaki, this afternoon to convey his condolences at the loss of lives in earthquake. He noted that Indian relief materials for the earthquake-affected communities were being handed over today, with additional supplies of medicines expected to arrive soon. The minister also mentioned that the two leaders discussed the progress of India-Afghanistan bilateral relations. He appreciated the exchange of views on the regional situation. The government has refuted a digitally altered video related to Colonel Sofia Qureshi being circulated on social media by Pakistani propaganda accounts. The video falsely claims that Colonel Qureshi described the Trishul military exercises as a political gimmick to influence the Bihar elections. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau has clarified that the video is AI-generated and completely fake. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tonight we will bring an insightful discussion on Banking Laws Amendment Act 2025, key changes effective from the 1st of this month. Former General Secretary, National Organization of Bank Workers, Ashwini Rana, and Zonal Head of Indian Institute of Banking and Finance, and former Senior Banking Professional, Professor Dr. Narinder Kumar Bhasin, will be in our studio to answer the queries of listeners from 9:30 tonight. The Indian Olympic Association, IOA, has announced cash rewards for athletes and coaches for their exceptional performances at the 3rd Asian Youth Games held at Manama in Bahrain last month, where India secured a commendable total of 48 medals across various sporting disciplines. Gold medalists will receive 5 lakh rupees each, silver medalists will be awarded 3 lakh, and bronze medalists 2 lakh rupees. Fourth place finishers will get 50,000 rupees each, and coaches of medal winning athletes will be honoured with 1 lakh rupees each. In addition, both the boys and the girls kabaddi teams will receive 10 lakh rupees each in recognition of their outstanding performances. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government focusing on ease of doing research to build a modern ecosystem of innovation in the country. Top leaders from NDA and Mahagathbandhan intensify voter outreach in Bihar, with only one day left for campaigning for first phase of assembly polls. 14 people killed in Rajasthan after a speeding dumper truck rams into several vehicles on Sikar Road in Jaipur. India expresses condolences at loss of lives due to devastating earthquake in Afghanistan as death toll reaches 20 since relief materials including medicines. And Indian Olympic Association announces cash rewards for athletes and coaches for exceptional performances at Asian Youth Games held recently in Bahrain. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.